Example 17. My children have no respect for me. Example. I'm a single parent, and I'm raising three teenage daughters who treat me very badly. I'm not sure when things started to go wrong, but none of them seem to have any respect for me at all. When they were little, they were really nice little girls. They sometimes fought with each other, like all children do, but whenever I got involved in the situation and told them to stop it, they listened and usually did what I said. But those days are long gone. Now, not only do they not do what I ask them to do, but they openly mock me, rolling their eyes and laughing with each other. It's like they've joined forces against me. I don't know how it happened or when it happened, but it's very uncomfortable. When did I lose control? Although there is tremendous variety in the dynamics of families in your culture today, there is a basic belief that many parents hold that is contrary to universal forces and, in our view, is the reason for a great deal of confusion and family discord. And your last statement hit right upon it. When did I lose control? Of course, it is possible to control the behavior of another to some extent, especially a child who's just coming into this world, small and dependent for so many things. But the concept of controlling another, or of being controlled yourself, is not something that any of you intended when you made the decision to come forth into this time-space reality. You knew, from that broader vantage point, that all things are attracted vibrationally, and therefore it was obvious to you then that all that was required for the creation of anything that you desired was putting your attention upon your object of desire and maintaining that connection until the physical actualization. No control, manipulation, justification, or hard work is required, but only pure, non-resisted attention to your object of desire. How free and wonderful life is when no one is attempting to control you and you are not attempting to control any other. You are born with basic instincts, not only for surviving in this environment, but also for joyous survival. You have come forth as a powerful creator, and it was your intention, without exception, to explore possibilities, to come to your own unique conclusions about what you want, and to create, through the power of your aligned focus, your own reality. So when others step into your experience and proclaim that they are the deciders of what you should create, want, think, or do, you feel strong discord within you, a sort of rebellion, which is indicating the upstream direction of your thoughts. When you understand the laws of the universe and the independent, creative nature of your children, it is possible to offer loving guidance that would be well received by them without stepping on their creative toes. When you realize that your children, like yourself, have come forth to create their own life experiences, then you will understand why they rebel when anyone tries to take that away from them. For some, the feeling is as intense as if a pillow were pressed to their face, depriving them of oxygen. Some parents in extreme situations believe that the more a child rebels, then the stronger the control that is offered must be. Some parents are encouraged, by other teachers of parental control, to establish ultimatums that stick to them until the children finally give in and yield their power back over to the parents, a sort of breaking of the children's spirits, as in the breaking of a wild horse, causing them to meekly do what the parents are requesting of them. And while we agree that the taming of these children may provide a quieter and more organized household, we do not encourage the breaking of the spirit of anyone. This business of parenting is a very big topic, and people have been struggling for a very long time to uncover the proper way of approaching it. No other relationship sets the tone for the life experience of every individual more powerfully than the relationship between parent and child, for from that early beginning, people set those first vibrational tones that most then carry with them throughout their entire lifetime to their graves. This struggle is not new in your culture or environment, and it will never come into alignment until you approach the subject vibrationally through thought instead of through action, whether you are a parent of a child or a child of a parent or both. The thing that most often goes wrong in a parent-child relationship is that the parent, who is troubled in this moment for whatever reason, attempts to direct the child through words and actions. In other words, this parent is not in alignment with the resources of the broader perspective and, in this disconnected state, is now interacting with the child, and no good ever comes from that. Endless scenarios could be written, and have been written, explaining the variety of bad behavior from both parents and children, but every instant of unwanted behavior could be easily resolved if the following all-important premises were understood. To parents, you have provided your children an avenue into this life experience. You are not the creator of your children's experience. Your children have more powerful resources for their guidance and wisdom than you. You are not responsible for what your children create now that they are here. Your children have the resources within them for whatever they desire. Your children are pure, positive, energy beings who have come here with great purpose. Your children were set into motion long before you gave birth to them. Your children have within them a guidance system that is powerful and precise. Your greatest value to your children is to assist them in maintaining their connection to their own source energy. You cannot assist your child in their connection to source energy unless you, yourself, are connected. It is not your work to control your children. Every struggle, bad feeling, disagreement, argument, or crisis that you experience with your children happens while you are not connected to your source energy. Your alignment, your connection with your own source energy, is more important than your relationship with your child. That is the control you're seeking. When you are mad at your children, you are not in alignment with who you really are, but the discomfort you feel is your own doing. To children of parents, your parents have provided this wonderful avenue for you into this time-space reality. While your parents certainly do want what is best for you, they have no way of knowing what that is. You did not come forth to do the bidding of any other. You are the creator of your own experience. You are an extension of source energy, and you have come here with great purpose. You can tell when you're on your path by the way you feel. However, since your parents have been here longer, they will seek to give you the benefit of their wisdom. Much of what they have learned will be of value to you. Since your parents have been here longer, they're less likely to sense that broader perspective than you are. When you remain connected to the energy of your source, you will always know the appropriateness of anything you're considering or doing. Your parents will most likely attempt some measure of control, but you do not need to struggle against that control, for your control is only your own. You control your life and your own reality by offering thoughts that match your broader intentions. When you are mad at your parents, you are not in alignment with who you really are, and the discomfort you feel is your own doing. People often get bogged down in the details of their assessment of one another's actions and the rightness or wrongness of those actions, but no real resolutions are ever found in that way. Committees are formed and studies are made in an effort to find the best parenting methods, and opinions on this subject are as numerous as grains of sand at the beach. Methods switch from less control to more control, back to less control, back to more control, but the key to wonderful relationships and productive parenting has been within you all along. When you offer thoughts about your children and pay attention to how those thoughts feel, you will have your perfect guide to parenting and to everything else. So, begin where you are. For instance, I must control my child. I can't control my child. My child is uncontrollable. My uncontrollable child is doomed to a troubled life. I need to find a way to control my child. Now, all of those statements feel bad to you, upstream, which means your inner being is thinking very differently about your role as a parent. If I don't control my child, I'll be seen as a bad parent by my child's school. Now, this statement feels bad because you can't control your child, but your child's school is attempting to exercise control over you. None of that is a match to your broader intentions regarding your child. My children have no respect for me. If they don't respect me, they will not respect other adults, and that will have a negative impact on their entire lives. You think that the pain you're feeling is because of your children's disrespect for you, but all emotional pain is really about your disagreement with your own inner being. In other words, your in-this-moment thoughts do not match the thoughts your inner being has about the subject. It's very common to try to justify a negative position you're standing in, because at deep levels you know that you should be feeling good, so you're going on to explain that your children's lives will be ruined if you do not do something about their disrespect, but your inner being is not in agreement with that logic either. So rather than trying to unravel all the dilemmas of parenthood from the beginning of time by comparing every technique and its apparent results to every other technique, it is our desire that you bring all of this into simple perspective by doing the only thing that you have control over, and that is the alignment of thoughts, vibrations, and energies within your own being. Focus, and comment about this subject while feeling for the harmony of your broader perspective. Try to find a downstream thought that feels slightly better than the last, and continue the process until you've shown yourself what your inner being, or your source, thinks about your parental responsibility, about you, and about your children. I hate it when my girls roll their eyes at me that way. They do it right in front of me, and they don't even care about how it makes me feel. This is what has happened, and you do feel bad about it. Now try to find some downstream thoughts without asking them to change their behavior, because you have control over your thoughts and feelings, but no control, as your experience with them has shown you, over their behavior. It's not personal. They don't respect any adults. This does not feel much better, because you're still concerned about how their disrespectful behavior will impact their future lives. Now, we do not want to spend any more time explaining why your thoughts feel better or worse, because it only slows things down and has the potential of taking you off into other uncomfortable directions. Just make an effort to make yourself feel better by your choice of thoughts. This is a good time to remind you, as you try to get your boat moving against the current, of the difference between getting a firm grip on those oars and just letting go of the oars and going with the flow. Try to let go of the control of your girls and see if it gives you any feelings of relief. For instance, I've tried everything I can think of. I've read every book I could get my hands on. It's the first thing I think of when I waken and the last thing I think about before I sleep. I don't know what to do. I give up. Now, focus only upon how you feel. Experience the relief of giving up, of letting go of those oars. Try to remember that there is value in relief, for it means your resistance is lessened. Every bit of discomfort you have experienced in your interaction with your girls has put more specific desires in your vibrational escrow regarding your relationship with them and regarding the success of their lives. And just now, in letting go, you begin to move toward those desires. So now you have access to other better feeling thoughts. For instance, I don't have to figure it all out right now. Maybe it isn't my job to figure out their lives. There aren't enough hours in the day to sort through the complicated details of my teenagers' lives. I think that I've been spending far too much time trying to do that. There are other things I could think about. They're a big part of my life, but I do have my own life. It feels good to think about giving the subject of my girls a rest. My girls would probably like that too. You are feeling much more lighthearted now. From your current vibrational stance, your very recent negative feelings even feel a little odd to you. You're feeling some slight humor in the idea that your girls will appreciate your lightening up as much as you do. For instance, they won't know what to do if I'm not haranguing them all the time. It'll be fun to see their surprise instead of the rolling of their eyes. My backing off cannot possibly cause a more negative result, since what I've been doing certainly hasn't produced any positive results. I like the idea of seeing my girls through the loving eyes of my own inner being. Those wonderful old feelings are very familiar. I remember seeing each of them as perfect and feeling joyful about their future. I really do want to return to those feelings about them. I wonder what time it is. I should be home soon. I'll be glad to see them. This'll be fun. We are certainly not suggesting that your trouble with your teenagers has now been completely resolved with this short exercise, but you did come into alignment with your source, and if you will remain determined to find thoughts of relief when circumstances arise that are uncomfortable, these relationships will be transformed. When your girls begin to catch wind of your willingness to not only allow them to create their own reality, but to encourage it, the majority of their pushing back at you will stop. It will be as if you have removed the pillow from their faces, and the flailing about will stop immediately. And now you can all get back into your own individual boats and continue your joyous journeys in this wonderful life experience.